Ladies and gentlemen, he's a handsome devil. He also knows the ponies. It's my friend Eddie Olchek. Good morning, Edward.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I've got issues.
Did I hear AD in the background?
Yeah, of course you did.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good.
You two need some time together? You all right?
No, we're just, Andre used to have me on quite often.
I miss him. Unlike
yourself, Mr.
Cox. I miss you, Edo.
Of course, we're going to talk about the Blackhawks, but first let's talk about your second love, and that would be the great sport of Kings. And this weekend at Baltimore, at Pimlico, you've got a very small field. Why only 8 running?
Yeah, good question. I think... You know, for a lot of the horses in the Derby, the quick turnaround, the top 3 finishers certainly are going to be partaking tomorrow, American Pharoah, Fireline, and Dortmund, the way they finished in the Kentucky Derby. I just think that at this time of year, you have young horses, Steve, that a lot of people just, you want to protect, and it's a quick turnaround. I mean, it's tough. It's not ideal. But that's what makes it so difficult to win the Triple Crown, and that's why we haven't had one since the late 70s. So I think that's probably the biggest reason why. I don't think anybody's scared of anybody, and certainly the top 3 finishers seem to separate themselves, but I just think it more has to do with timing more than anything else.
So American Pharoah draws the one hole. That's the most difficult position. However, in a field of 8 versus a field of 20, can American Pharoah handle this?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You're not going to have to, if I could, because it is. So, I mean, we haven't had a playoff, a Blackhawk hockey game, in it seems like about 2 months. But,
yeah.
American Pharoah's going to be able to, stick handle his way or dictate from the inside. I mean, the jockey, Victor Espinosa, has to decide, Steve, whether he wants to go ahead and send right from the gate or if other speed goes and there is some speed in this race, is maybe he just sits in behind and makes that run. So, I mean, he's got some decisions to make. And, again, it's a shorter race than the Derby. The Derby, 1.25 miles. And distance, the Preakness tomorrow here in Baltimore will be 1.63 miles.
And will we see you on NBC Sportsnet?
You'll see me there this afternoon, and you'll see me tomorrow on both stations, NBCSN in the afternoon. And then late afternoon I'll be on the NBC coverage as well. So, yes, I am here in Baltimore.
You did a great job with the Derby. I don't know if you guys caught it. You really did.
Yeah, he did a great job.
All right, let me run the field down, and then you guys can pick. Firing Line, Divining Rod, Bodavista. No, I'm not pronouncing that right. Bodhisattva. is that close, Eddie?
You're right in the middle, so just combine the two and you got it.
Bodhisattva. wasn't that a Steely Dan song?
Very good. Very good.
Tale of Verb, Danzig Moon, Mr. Z, Dortmund, American Pharoah. I don't think I missed anybody. And no. who do you like, Edward?
Well, I mean, I guess I do have a face for radio, Steve, and you know that. But, I mean, I'm going to tease. I am going to be on TV tomorrow. So, you know what? You're going to have to tune in tomorrow on NBC to see who I like. No. Let me say this, honestly. Or follow me on social media, but that's another story. It's hard not to use the top 3 finishers from the Derby in this race, but I do believe is that you could have a horse like Danzig Moon, who finished 5th in the Derby, go ahead and hit the board and come in. So I'm going to use a combination of American Pharoah, Firing Line, Dortmund, and Danzig Moon. And if you're wagering and looking to have some fun, obviously, to get your most value is you don't want American Pharoah winning the race, because if he wins, then the price is going to go way down. So if he finishes 2nd or 3rd or off the board, you got yourself a chance to make some money. But the one thing I will say, the caveat to everything, is there's supposed to be some rain in the area tomorrow, and that could totally change the complexion of the race with it coming up a little bit off or a little bit wet tomorrow. So something to keep an eye on when you before you get to the windows.
All right, I'm going to ask these guys who they pick coming up, including Andre Darlis, who works a racing for him every day.
Oh, I do not.
But I will tell you, if you followed Eddie last time around, you got a nice start on a little extra cash.
Oh, absolutely.
So you made a little money.
Man.
You got to follow Edzo. All right, and I follow you on Twitter, too, by the way. You've turned into a Twitter madman. What's your handle on Twitter?
Eddie Olchek, Olczyk, and this whole experience has been very positive for the most part. I enjoy communicating with the fans from everywhere, and as long as it's above board and whatever, it's It's fine. It's a lot better than I thought it was, Steve. It took me a while to take the plunge, and it's been a positive experience. And I'm still learning. Sometimes I, spell words wrong and, put commas where I'm not supposed to. But, I mean, hey, if you watch me or listen to me, that's who I am. So we'll see where it goes. But it's been fun so far.
All right. Ducks, Blackhawks. Game one on Sunday. As you said, been off for a long time here. But Anaheim's had a rest as well. This should be a very difficult series, but I got to tell you, I just feel like the Hawks are on such a roll. This could be a five gamer.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to be a five game series, to be honest with you. When you look at sitting on either side of the bench, okay, Steve, is that neither one of these teams has faced a challenge that's going to come their way. For Anaheim, they have not seen a team like the Hawks that have the experience, right?
Right.
Winnipeg. Very limited experience. Calgary, very young team. The depth of this team, they have not seen that yet. The finish that they have. The experience, most importantly, that they have. The ability to be able to win games in a lot of different fashions. Close games, high-scoring games. So, I mean, Anaheim has not seen that test yet. Now, from the other side, from the Blackhawks' point of view, they have not seen a team that is going to be as physical, as big, as heavy as the Anaheim Ducks. When you look at the Nashville series and the Minnesota series, Steve, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Nashville series, and I'm talking about physical play. I'm not talking
right.
about the taxing of overtimes. I'm talking about hard-hitting hockey.
Right.
The Nashville series was, on a scale of 1 to 10, in my opinion, a 3.5. The Minnesota series, on a scale of 1 to 10, was maybe 1.5.
Right.
Like, now all of a sudden, this series, Anaheim's going to want to play a big, bad, bruising game, and it's going to be like a 9 out of 10. That's how it's going to be. So the Hawks have not seen that yet. They have not seen the 1-2 punch in the center ice position with Getzlaff and Kessler, and then you got Corey Perry there as well. So to me, I mean, this has got a chance. I think this is going a distance. I really believe.
Oh, you think it's 7? Okay.
These are the two best teams in the Western Conference, without question. I thought Anaheim did an outstanding job in the offseason of addressing some needs. They're a bigger team. You got Kessler from Vancouver. So the only question for me is that can the young goaltender in Anaheim stand up to Corey Crawford when Crow's got it going on? So, I mean, this should be one heck of a series.
Yeah, if Corey's on his game, I really like our chances. But I'll take Taves and Kane over Getzlaff and Perry. But those are four of the best in the business.
Yeah, right. That's by a nose.
Yeah, there you go. We brought it all the way back to the ponies. Look at you. Look how good he is. At Eddie Olczyk on Twitter. Have a great weekend, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. See you, AD.
See you, Edzo. Take care, buddy.
Oh, will you two get a room? Back with your big story next on 720 WGN.